50 years ago, there were 230 women-only colleges in the United States. Today, there are 45. In the face of declining enrollment and financial hardship, many have become co-ed or have closed altogether. But not Mills College in Oakland, the oldest women's college west of the Rocky Mountains. But it, too, has been struggling. In the past few years, Mills College has seen declining enrollment, budget deficits, and conflict between faculty and administration over the school's direction. Last month, Mills President Alicia DeCoudreau sent out a school-wide email outlining changes that are supposed to help the college become more financially viable and move toward a, quote, curriculum for the 21st century. It's also cutting $3 million from the school's budget. Those changes include reducing 9 academic departments from major courses of study to minors or concentrations. But what sparked the most outrage were suggested cuts to the dance program and the complete closure of the book art program. Reaction has been swift and angry. Faculty, students, and alums alike are widely and loudly protesting to keep both dance and book art alive and well at Mills. KLW's Nina Gensler-Debs tells us more.
The Mills College campus is beautiful. Wide-sweeping lawns, tree-lined boulevards. It's a tranquil place where I can picture myself reading a book in the warm sunshine, or maybe even doing interpretive dance in front of the student union, which is exactly what's happening when I walk onto campus. Dancers jump, sway, sometimes shout. This dancing is not about joy or tranquility. It's a protest. These dancers are trying to save their department. While the dancers protest on the lawn, other students gather at the student union for a forum on the proposed cuts to the Mills curriculum.
Couple sort of housekeeping announcements.
The room is packed. Many students hold colorful signs that say things like defend liberal arts or take back Mills. There are dancers here, too. One is standing at the front of the room, wrapped in billowing flowered fabric. She moves in response to various comments made by administrators or students.
It seems so counterproductive to get rid of the education that people are asking for.
That's senior Erica Veach speaking.
What we need is to improve our existing departments. And yes, there might be room for change, but we don't need to cut departments to get that.
Dance and book art, in particular, are unique programs. Mills has the longest continuously running dance department in the country and has trained leaders in the field like MacArthur Foundation genius Trisha Brown. The book art program, which combines printmaking, letterpress, and handcrafting books, is the only one of its kind here in the U.S. Students like Amira McNeil are concerned that the proposed cuts and restrictions would mean getting rid of the Mills College they know and love.
Coming to Mills was about me finding sanctuary in a town that is very much oftentimes difficult to survive in as a young person of color, especially a young black woman. And I think I know for sure I need my younger sisters to be able to look at Mills for ways to produce art, ways to get things off of their chest and off of their shoulders. And I think that the programs that are being proposed to be cut are the exact programs that they would be looking towards, enrolling in. So I'm really worried about that and what that means for Oakland.
Most of the meeting is respectful, if a little tense. But towards the end, things get more heated. Here's Provost Sharon Washington addressing the students.
Certainly with dance is still going to be offered. We're not asking, that's not one of the...
Talking about book art. Book art.
Book art.
She asked me a question about both, so I was actually trying to get to both of them.
Washington's job as provost is to balance the school's academic priorities with its budget. When I get the chance to meet with her a couple of days later, she says she actually felt great about the forum, but she hopes critics of the proposals try and look at the issue from a bigger perspective.
We, like many liberal arts institutions in the country, are really looking at what does it mean to be able to deliver the kind of curriculum that our students are looking for, but also looking at, can we do that in a way that feels financially sustaining?
The school is tuition dependent, which is problematic for them.
We can't just keep raising our prices.
Prices have gone up. annual tuition and fees for an undergraduate are now about $43,000, an almost 20% increase since 2009. Since Alicia DeCoudreau became the school's president in 2011, the college has reportedly laid off 11 employees. They've also cut the track team, enforced staff and faculty salary cuts. But still, they're looking at a projected $3.7 million deficit for 2016. Washington says students might not understand that curriculum decisions are actually made with a lot of input and discussion.
I would say that they're not made in isolation. The decisions are actually also very much informed by the faculty and the students, as well as other administrators and the trustees.
But I spoke with a number of students and faculty who felt very differently.
There has been no conversation. There is not a conversation.
That's Professor Kathleen Walka, head of the Book Art Department.
Literally, the first warning that I had about this was not even a warning. It was a statement made over the telephone on a Sunday night, less than 24 hours before this announcement was going to be made public.
And she feels like the administration doesn't totally understand what's at stake for her department.
If the studios are dismantled, it would take another generation to build them back up. And I think that's something that we also have to take very, very seriously into account.
Remember, this is the only program of its kind in the country.
I would feel, I think, like my right arm were being chopped off if I had to watch these presses and types go out the door.
Students and alums have rallied together in a major way to try and save the book art program. As of last week, there's a petition to save the department on change.org with over 4,200 signatures. There's also a blog with pages and pages of heartfelt testimonials.
The letters that we have had from all over the world have just been remarkable and very sustaining.
Walkup says she knows this program won't ever be a big moneymaker for the school. But that's not the point.
It's never going to be a huge program because it's for very specialized students. But the students that we have, when they come into the program, one of the first things they usually say is, oh, there's other people that think just like I do.
Mills dancers also feel that way. And they also feel like this.
I'm absolutely mad. I don't know if you can keep that, but absolutely.
That's Bhumi Patel, a dance MFA student at Mills.
I'm mad that we're still fighting the fight about cutting the arts. The arts matter. They do. They do. We're not in a studio frolicking around doing turns and like just like gallivanting like fun little fairies. That's not what we're doing.
Patel says the study of dance and the arts in general is invaluable, even if the benefits can't be fully measured financially or through data points.
It matters to me that young female-bodied or female-identified people have the opportunity to study the arts. All of the people who are in positions of power in the field, they're all men. We need to have a space where we're educating women to step into these roles.
With budget issues looming large throughout higher education, both arts programs and women's colleges across the country are fighting for survival. If dance and book art don't make it, then these students and faculty believe Mills won't either. For Cross Currents, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs.